This is Read in Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds meeting with Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuwa and CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Discussion focuses on Constitutional Council meeting and other contemporary issues. 52 people arrested in Naga Mangala, India after riot erupts over Ganesh procession stone pelting incident. And 6 United Nations staff among 18 people killed in attack on Central Gaza school. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held a meeting with President of Nepali Congress Sher Bahadur Deuwa and Chair of CPN Maoist Center Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda today. The Prime Minister sat for the joint meeting with the leader of the major coalition partner Nepali Congress and CPN Maoist Center in view of the preparation for a meeting of the Constitutional Council and discussions on other contemporary issues. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting was held in the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar. It may be noted that the Constitutional Council meeting, earlier scheduled for Wednesday evening, was postponed. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers reported poor progress in government-set activities and milestones for the fiscal year 2080-2081. Only 42% of the activities and 48.5% of the milestones were completed. Out of 1,600 planned activities across 27 agencies, 41.7% were completed, while 40.5% are ongoing and 11% have yet to begin. The economic sector completed 167 out of 414 activities. In the infrastructure sector, 109 out of 500 activities were unfinished. The government reform sector completed 211 out of 392 tasks. The Ministry of Federal Affairs achieved the highest success at 87%, while the Ministry of Urban Development had the lowest at 9%. Staffing shortages and legal issues were key obstacles to progress. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak emphasized that parliamentarians need to decide if the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority should investigate the private sector. In the meeting held of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives, Minister Lekhak also suggested that private sector entities receiving government subsidies should be scrutinized. Likewise, in the meeting, discussion was held on a bill amending the Prevention of Corruption Act 2059. During the meeting, members stressed that law should avoid controversial terms and focus on long-term implications. They also argued that the punishment for corruption should remain strict. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharga has emphasized the government has been working on a campaign to expand electrification across the country within the next year. Speaking at a program organized by the Nepali Congress District Working Committee in Morang's Biratnagar, Minister Kharga emphasized that under his leadership, the Energy Ministry is focused on promoting good governance while advancing the goal of nationwide electrification. Similarly, Minister Kharga asserted that the incumbent coalition government formed by the two largest parties in the parliament has raised hope among the people. Minister Kharga also stressed the importance of cooperation among all parties and people's representatives to effectively tackle contemporary issues. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee began hearings today for the proposed ambassadors to four countries. In the meeting of the committee under the House of Representatives, Sunil Nepal, the proposed ambassador to Spain, presented his views on Nepal-Spain relations and their global roles. Furthermore, proposed Ambassador Nepal promised to focus on both labor and economic diplomacy if appointed, aiming to enhance the embassy's service delivery. The committee also scheduled hearings for the proposed ambassadors to Britain, America, and Sri Lanka today. Earlier, the cabinet had recommended 17 ambassadors for various countries. The risk of mpox infection has increased at Gadda Chowki, the western border point of the country. A recent case of mpox was confirmed in neighboring India, but no preventive measures have been implemented at the border. Around 300 people return from India through Gadda Chowki daily with no general screening for mpox in place. According to lab technician Lakshmi Rimal Dhami, while the health techs at Gadda Chowki screens for diseases like coronavirus, dengue and HIV/AIDS, mpox testing has not started due to a lack of equipment and training. Authorities are advised to implement precautionary measures and screening to prevent mpox spread. Tribhuvan International Airport has requested passengers traveling abroad to avoid wearing ceremonial scarf, also known as khada in Nepali, and garlands during security check at the airport. General Manager of Tribhuvan International Airport, Jagannath Nirola, said that these items have been causing issues with the X-ray machines, conveyor belts and escalators. Issuing a notice, General Manager Nirola advised passengers to keep such items in their bags during security checks to prevent delays. Nirola also noted that leaving ceremonial scarf and garlands in various parts of the airport affects its environment and ambience. Passengers are advised to take precautionary measures by storing their ceremonial scarf and garlands in their bags to ensure a smoother security process and maintain the airport's cleanliness. The Karnali Highway has been obstructed again due to landslide. Public Information Officer at the Jumla-based Road Division Office, Bir Bahadur GT, said the road along the Karnali Highway has been completely blocked due to landslide in Kalikot district. Continuous landslides in the highway have made it difficult for the mobility of people. The Road Division Office has requested to travel only after knowing the road condition. Police informed that it has been tough to clean the landslide debris due to continuous rainfall. Vehicles and their passengers have been stranded due to the road disruption. Lawmakers stressed the need for bringing an integrated law to cope with climate crisis. During a policy dialogue on climate crisis, Nepal's context and policy priorities in the federal capital on Wednesday, they stressed all issues and problems relating to climate change should be studied well and law formulated accordingly. The laws are scattered and in pieces, so their effectiveness warrants togetherness and unification. President of Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee, Kusum Devi Thapa, said only a division in the Environment Ministry is not enough to face the problems caused by climate change. Committee President Thapa further stressed continuous discussion and dialogues are essential along with robust coordination and collaboration. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israel's military bombed the UN-operated school in central Gaza for the fifth time since October, killing at least 18 people. According to Al Jazeera, among the victims were six United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees staff members, including the shelter's manager. The United Nations agency reported this is the highest death toll for its staff in a single incident in the ongoing 11-month war. Hamas has informed mediators that it is ready to accept the U.S.-proposed UN-backed truce without additional condition. The war has resulted in the deaths of at least 41,084 people in Gaza and left 95,029 wounded. About 52 people were detained and educational institutions were closed on Thursday following riots during a Ganpati immersion procession in Karnataka's Mandya district. According to Asian News International, Karnataka Home Minister said stone pelting occurred during the procession, followed by vehicles being set on fire. No injuries were reported and the situation is now under control. The riot began when the procession stopped near a dark, leading to a confrontation. According to police, prohibitory orders have been imposed to control the situation and an investigation is ongoing. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Poland to strengthen support for Ukraine amid rising concerns ahead of U.S. elections. According to Agence France-Presse, Secretary of State Blinken will hold talks with Prime Minister of Poland, Donald Tusk, and Polish President in Warsaw. While divided on domestic issues, Poland has been united in supporting Ukraine since Russia's 2022 invasion. Secretary of State Blinken aims to secure sustained aid for Ukraine during U.S. President Joe Biden's remaining months in office. Malaysian police have rescued 402 children and teenagers that they suspect were physically and sexually abused across 20 welfare care homes. The BBC cited Police Inspector General Razaruddin Hussein saying the victims aged between 1 to 17 were said to have endured various forms of abuse at a press conference. Police have arrested 171 suspects, including religious teachers and caretakers. The alleged care homes have, however, issued a statement denying any wrongdoings. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Sudut Pashim province and partly to generally cloudy in rest of the provinces today. Light rain with thunder and lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at many places of Sudut Pashim province and at some places of rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of all provinces. At present, there is influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds meeting with Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa and CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Discussion focuses on Constitutional Council meeting and other contemporary issues. 52 people arrested in Naga Mangala, India after riot erupts over Ganesh procession stone pelting incident. And 6 United Nations staff among 18 people killed in attack on Central Gaza school. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.